Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him it goes.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And you may have thought that every conceivable skullduggery, of Donald Trump has surfaced by now, right? Every conceivable skullduggery. You may have thought, for instance, that, well, the insurrection, the extortion of Brad Raffensperger, bank fraud, tax fraud in New York, all of that, it's all come out. But something cropped up yesterday that surprised even me. It turns out that it appears that Trump had his IRS, which is illegal, it's a criminal offense to do this, after James Comey was fired because he wouldn't drop the Russia investigation, and after Andrew McCabe stood up to Trump as successor head of the FBI, each of them were hit with random IRS audits. And when I say audit, I'm not talking about the kind of audit that you may have been subjected to occasionally. There's a thing called a death audit by the IRS. It's described as like an autopsy without the benefit of death. It's only every year, only about 5,000 people are subjected to it out of 130 million. It's about one every 36,000 persons by random, totally random, just as a check to make sure that you are not up to some skullduggery. And it is like an autopsy. Both James Comey and Andrew McCabe, right after they turned on Trump, were subjected to these. That's not random. With James Comey, they said, you took deductions for some kids. Let's see your Christmas cards. Did you put them on the Christmas card? You deducted an ink cartridge for, $39 2 years ago. Let's see the receipt. What? You don't have a receipt? It took 15 months for these guys to satisfy the IRS. They both were clean as a whistle. Comey spent $5,000 in accountant fees. The IRS commissioner, under whose jurisdiction it was ordered, had been a Trump supporter, and he was the one who gave the opinion that Trump should not show his tax returns in the 2016 election. And then Trump made him head of the IRS. He had made his living as a corporate lawyer attacking the IRS. This has got to be investigated too. Trump subjected two people who had stood up to him in high positions in the FBI to the death audit. That is wrong. It's a criminal offense. Go to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gina Beauclair?
You know, how many ledgers are we going to have of all the crimes this guy committed while in office? I mean, seriously, I have never in my life, I paid attention to our government for many years, but I'll tell you something, Matt. I was putting my papers in order because I got notebooks filled because I watch live and in all of the different hearings and everything going on in our government. I have never seen the likes of it in my entire life. The stuff he pulled, and then I keep remembering of when Trump, you know, people are wondering how Trump has this bond with people. But if you remember, there was a Saturday Night Live skit, and it was people sitting down to eat or in school or different places, and all of a sudden they get a tweet, and it was Trump. Trump is the first president that would tweet individual people and bond with them. And he that they really thought the president loved them, because it's the first time in their entire life probably they even got a message from a president. Right there is when it started, because when I saw that skit, I thought, oh, my God, that's what he's doing. Because nobody in our society got individual correspondence with a president. And he made them feel important. And he made his problems their problems. And they're doing it to us. He pulled them in. And we have to wake people up, because I have never seen a more corrupt man in my life. I've never seen the response of the Republican Party as they have changed. It's just like they have no brains. I mean, I've never seen these people kowtow to anybody in my life the way they bow to him, and they're fearful of this man, and they do anything so he doesn't get mad at them, and they just, it is unbelievable. We have to vote in Democrats. They never did anything. They didn't have any agenda. They celebrated on the lawn when they thought that they got rid of health care for everybody. They were so excited. And then John McCain just wrecked all their fun because they wanted to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And then people would have been up the creek without a paddle. Then when everybody was getting sick and the president, past president, knew that people were getting sick and could die from the pandemic, and he lied, and the people around him lied, and then exposing people where they could really get sick, and all the people that died. Matt, I was watching the different countries. They had nobody on the streets. I couldn't believe it. I was watching New York. Nobody on the streets. Nobody anywhere. This was serious stuff. But we got Joe Biden in. Joe Biden came in, and he had a mess on his hands. People, I watched as they were going through NATO, you know, and discussing Ukraine and what they should do. Some of those countries didn't trust us because of Trump. I mean, he really had to work hard on that. And they were afraid to work with us because they're afraid we're going to get another president like Trump again. And I couldn't believe it.
I love your passion. You have nailed the issue precisely. There has never been a cult like this. This is really a cult of Trump. It's a cult of Trump. People are afraid of Trump, and it's spilled down, and it's cost people money. And I'll give you an example. When he attacked Voss, and he just said, I may get involved, and, you know, I don't like Voss. Voss immediately appointed Gableman, who did this corrupt audit that found nothing. He's insulted a judge and opposing counsel. He's subject to an ethics complaint, and we're paying for that all because of eventually Trump. Trump is at the insurrection, which he organized. He sent out a save the date card. Everybody shows up, and the Secret Service says, sir, they have AR-15s, knives, brass knuckles. They have homemade spears, poles that they put spearheads on, and we've taken them away from him. He said, well, don't take them away. Take the magnometer, in other words, the metal detector out. Bring the people over on the lawn by the Washington Monument who have these weapons and wouldn't go through the metal detector, and we're going to go on the Capitol because, quote, they're not here to harm me. Well, who are they here to harm? I'll tell you, a guy has brass knuckles, AR-15, guns, homemade spear, knives. What do they have a knife for? Bowie knife. What do they have a knife for? Who are they going to stab? Not Trump. They go to the Capitol. Who's in the Capitol? Congressmen, senators, and law enforcement. And that's what they went up to attack. Trump knew it. He formed an armed insurrection. And it was only at the end, that the grace of God, that the Secret Service wouldn't drive him to the Capitol, and they drove him to the White House. This is a guy who's thoroughly corrupt. And what I just said about the latest development, that that the IRS under him and under his lackey ordered the death audit for the two FBI directors who stood up to him, That's a criminal offense. You cannot use the FBI that way. Richard Nixon did. He would say, all right, this I don't like this journalist, audit him. Try to get him on tax fraud. There has not, other than Nixon on taxes, and Nixon was nowhere near close to trying to form an armed insurrection to keep himself in power. This is a constitutional moment in our history, Gene. It's a constitutional moment in our history. You cannot have it just lying out there in the ozone that he tried this, nothing happened. Somebody's going to try it again. They are going to manipulate the system to have the state legislators pick the electors. They're gerrymandered. If we had a free maps legislature here, the Democrats would be in control. We win about 53% of the votes for the legislature, and in Wisconsin we get a third of the seats in the assembly. About a third, roughly. A little more, but a third. That is going to be the legislature that picks the Trump electors next time. Your right to vote has been taken away from you when and if that happens. Evers right now has a veto. If Evers doesn't get reelected and you get the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, or you get Michaels, it won't be vetoed. You will effectively have had the right to vote for president plucked away from you. Right now, the Supreme Court is about to hear a case that would do exactly that out of North Carolina. They can simply say, no governor can veto anything. No state Supreme Court can overrule it. No federal court. Whatever the legislature wants, the gerrymandered legislature controls everything. And who the hell are they? They weren't elected. That's not in the Constitution. We have an outlaw Supreme Court. We have 9 unelected people who are taking away our freedoms. I think they've got to be impeached. They've got to be impeached. Trump is an authoritarian. He's on the take from the Russians. He's in bed with the Russians. This has got to be stopped. The Republican Party has become the cult of Trump. Become the cult of Trump. We've never had a cult like this before in our history, and we don't want another one. We do not want another one. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.